Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, the Mishnah Yomi continues in the fifth Perek of Trumot at the sixth Mishnah. So far in this Perek we've been discussing when Truma falls into something else, even Truma with another Truma, one's Tami, one's Tahor, talking about Bittel of Truma in 101. A Bittel of Truma is called Ola because we need to take one part out and give to the Kohen so the Kohenim don't lose out. We've seen the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that what falls in is what comes out. And now in Mishnah Vav, we're going to see another issue that Rabbi Eliezer brings up that the sages dispute. Seya truma, shnafla lefochot mimeya, it need mol. So in one seya worth of truma that fell into, say, 50 seya of chulin. So it's not bottle, it's not ole, it's meduma. It's meduma, it's a mixture. This mixture is forbidden for non-Kohanim to eat. They would have to give the whole thing to a Kohen to eat, and the Kohen would be allowed to pay them for the Chulin section, not for the Truma section, so that's given for free. So Nafu Mina Meduma Makamacher. Now this mixture that's not Batel, it falls into something else. It falls into more Chulin. So it could be a case where one Seya of Truma fell into 50 Seya of Chulin, and now one seya of that mixture falls into a new 50 seya container of chulin. So what's going to happen? Rabbi Eliezer Omer midamat kitruma vadai. He treats the mixture, the meduma, halachically as if it's all truma, as if it's vadai truma. So if it falls into the second bin, and in the second bin there's less than 101, the whole thing again is meduma. So a Kohen needs to eat it, not a non-Kohen at all. V'chachamim omrim, ein hameduma midamea, ele lefi cheshbon. The mixture of truma and chulin, the meduma, it's only midamea, only makes a new mixture of chulin and truma, lefi cheshbon, proportionally. Meaning if we had originally, the first problem started when one seya of truma fell into 50 of chulin. So now this thing is roughly 1/50, roughly 2% truma. So if that falls into, so this mixture is, if it's proportional, like the sages say, then since it's only 1/50 truma, if it falls even into a little more than 2 seya, say 5, 10 seya, a smaller amount of chulin, then since the truma proportion of this mixture is less than 101 of the total, then it is batel, it is ole, and it'll be okay. So we see it's a world of difference between Rabbi Eliezer, who treats the meduma as truma vadai, you would need 101 in the second container, the last container to get mixed, and the sages, where you might, depending on the original proportion, you might only need 2 or 3 or 4, depending on the proportion of truma that fell into the original mixture. Now the Mishnah continues with a similar concept of ein hamchumatz machametz ele lefi cheshbon, and the chametzizer, meaning the sourdough or the starter or the seor, we call it seor shebeisa, the sourdough in the dough, what the part that makes it rise, the yeast based chametz here, the mechametz is the one that makes it chametz, the one that makes it rise, the seor. It does not cause chametz, ele lefi cheshbon. So that sounds obvious. What's going on is truma was used as a starter. So truma was fermented into sourdough and then used as a starter for a batch of dough, a batch of challah, something like this. So what happens was if the original starter was truma, then since the starter is what makes it rise, what makes it go, it's never batel. So even if this little bit of starter, it could be a shtickle of starter, of truma, is added to 500 parts, 1,000 parts of chulin, and that's the starter that makes it rise, that makes it into chametz, it's not batel, and a non-Kohen is not allowed to partake in that bread, because the starter, the mechametz, was truma. But what if, Rabosai, similar to the first case, some of the dough, they used truma as a starter, and then some of the dough is mixed in with a regular chulin dough. So it would only be usur as truma and allowed to kohanim only if the truma portion, the proportion of truma in this dough, this first dough, is enough to make rise to be mechametz the second dough. This is the understanding of the Bart Nura, and he explains, lo mitasra achrona, the last dough is not usur, elim ken nofel min rishona shir gadol kol kach, only if such a large amount fell from the first mixture, that dough that was started with truma, with a little bit of truma as a starter, sheyesh b'seor shel truma hameurav ba kedei lechametz achrona, so that the truma proportion in that mixed dough would be enough to be mechametz to make rise the second dough, b'lo tzeref hachulin hameduma'in, without the help of the chulin in there. So lemaisa, it could be that there's enough of the sourdough, enough of this dough to make rise the second dough, if you would consider both the truma and the chulin together. But if the truma is a tiny amount, and such a small amount that by itself it wouldn't be mechametz the second dough, then the second dough is still mutter to non-kohanim. But the first dough, of course, is not, because the starter was truma. You might recall there's a similar concept by Rennet for making cheese, that starters, ma'amidim, starters are not bottle. And the mission concludes, ein ha'mayim shuvin pauslin et ha'mikveh lefi cheshbon. And a similar rule about mikvaut, that drawn water does not mess up a mikveh that you're building, only according to the cheshbon. So there's more than one way to understand this in the Rishonim, but the Bartner says what happened was he's building a mikveh. You need 40 seya for a mikveh, and he's got 21 seya already. So he already has the majority. So it can be cholach acharov, that even if the minority after that, he could bring 19 seya of mayim she'uvim, and he can put them into the mikvah, not directly, but derech hamshocha. Hamshocha means drawing them over the karka, over the ground, and since the majority of the mikvah is already kosher rainwater, megishamim, that was brought into the mikvah correctly, straight from the sky, so with the mayim shuvim, the minority amount, if it's poured through over the ground, derech hamshacha, it would not puzzle up the mikveh, and you'd end up with a kosher mikveh lefi cheshbon, because most of it started with the rainwater. Good, Mishnah Zayin, back to Truma, with a similar idea. Seya Truma shenafla l'meya. So one Seya of Truma falls into 100, so now you have 101 total. It's ole, it's batal, higbiha. He raises it up. Remember, he takes out the one seya for the Kohen. V'nafla cheres. So he gives that seya to the Kohen, but now a new seya of truma fell into the same bin. Apparently, this guy has his chulin bin next to his truma bin, and he's scooping out truma, and it falls. It's not none of this is on purpose, but it's an accident, and maybe you should be more careful. So he'd be v'nafla cheres. So he takes out its bottle. Lemaisa, its bottle. There's still 100 in the bottom container. So he takes out the one say of Truma, gives it to a Kohen, and then Nebuch, next day, the same accident happens. Harezim Ateris, it's still Mutter, even though Lemaisa, more than one say of Truma, has fallen in to this bin of 100 say of Chulin, it's still Mutter, Ad Shetirbe Truma ala Chulin, until there's more Truma than Chulin. The Bartner brings an understanding, if it happens 50 times, it's still okay, because the majority is still Chulin, and each time it becomes batel, each time it's ole. But if it's 51 times it happens, now technically the majority is truma, and it's usur to non-kohanim. The Rambam, and the Kadi brings a Rambam with a different saying that even 100 times, it's still mutter. Shkoyach Rabosei.